Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Today is Reformation Sunday. On this Sunday, we remember and celebrate the blessings we have received from the Lutheran Reformation. We thank the Lord for giving the church faithful preachers like Martin Luther who preached the truth of God's Word. In the church that I grew up in, there was a large banner with a picture of Martin Luther. In the banner, Luther is seen holding the Bible and pointing to it with a dove above him depicting the Holy Spirit. This is one of my favorite pictures of Luther because it simply explains the purpose of the Reformation, the Word. We honor Luther not because he was a perfect man, but because he pointed to the Word, which points us all to Jesus. Luther, like John the Baptizer, pointed to the Savior who took away the sins of the world. At the time of Martin Luther, there were many ways of looking at life, sin, and salvation. But all the teachers agreed with the basic premise, Christians must do something to persevere and be saved. The medieval Catholic Church taught that if you do the best that you can do, God will give you grace to do better. And by cooperating with God's grace, you will become good enough for God. However, if you don't become good enough for God in this lifetime, you would go to purgatory when you die and would there complete the process of becoming a saint through penance. This teaching of salvation is based on works. It emphasizes what you do for God rather than what God has done for you. It causes doubt and despair. Am I good enough? Have I done enough? This is exactly the effect it had on Martin Luther. He was a devoted monk in the monastery. He fervently prayed and studied the Word, but he was distressed. The more he tried to live according to God's law, the more he realized his inability to keep it. This caused Luther great anxiety and uncertainty regarding his salvation. Luther struggled because he recognized his sin and his inability to keep the law. You see, Scripture clearly teaches that we cannot do enough. Paul writes in Romans, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." The law shows that we can't save ourselves. So, how can we be saved? This is exactly why God sent John the Baptizer, to point to the answer. John pointed to the Savior, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John pointed to Jesus, who would save the people from their sins. Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." The gospel, the forgiveness of sins, is God's free gift to you. We can't buy, sell, or earn it. Jesus has paid for our salvation with His death on the cross. Luther summarizes the difference between the law and the gospel in this way. He writes, "The law says do this, and it is never done. Grace says, believe in this man, and immediately everything is done." At the heart of the Lutheran Reformation was the fight for the truth of the gospel. Our Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He gave His life so that we wouldn't have to. He rose again from the dead, giving us our future hope. God grant us faith to cling to the gospel truth, boldly proclaim it, and share it as a comfort to sinners in need. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksten on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Happy Reformation Sunday. May God bless your week.